Hello, we are reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We are in item 89. Rav, please.
Item 89. Thus, the Cholam and Shuruk have been thoroughly explained. The illumination of a new light through the tabur, which lowers the bottom hay from Nikve Naim of Keter to the Peh, and elevates the Achap of Keter once more, is the dot of Cholam above the Otiot letters. The illumination of a new light through the Yesod, which lowers the bottom hay from the Nikve Naim of Abavima to their Peh, and returns their achap to them, is the dot of Shuruk inside the Otiot. This is because these mochin also come in the zat of Nikudim called Otiot. So what's happening here? Back to the drawing board, what can we do? We have Galgalta, which is 4, Ab, which is 3, in coarseness, Sag, 2, Nekudot of Sag, which are in the purification of the Partsuf of Sag. And then we have 2 over 2.
Nekudot de Sag.
The Nekudot of Sag, they go down below Tabur. And they fill the Nehi of Galgalta. Nehi of Galgalta influence back on Nekudot of Sag with their greater coarseness, and from that these Rashimot restrict the Paratsuf of Nekudot of Sag, which is below Tabur, which have Galgalta and Enaim. Shekerte Chochma Bina is Galgalta, Einaim is Chesed Gvura, and the third upper part of Tiferet, and then Ozen Chotem Peh is the lower two-thirds of Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod, which is the Chotem, and Malchut is the Peh. So we see that the integration of the fourth phase in the points of Sag, it divides the points of Sag into two, to Galgalta Einaim and to Achab. Galgalta Einaim are the vessels of bestowal. They have a desire only to bestow.
Yes,
let's do this symbol here. And the achap is a desire to receive. That's what we see. So here, in this division, this is what happened. And for the time being, everything that happens here, the reshimot, they rise up from this integration that's happening here. From the integration of what's happening here, and the Rishimot rise back up to Sag. And then, according to the Rishimot that there are here, from what took place here, below the Tabur, then the Masach, the screen of Sag, it rises to a higher level, to a higher degree. According to these Reshimot, it rises to Nikve Einaim. Nikve Einaim.
Nikve Einaim, the Rosh de Sag.
Nikve Einaim of Rosh of Sag. If this is Peh, if this is Peh, this is Nikve Einaim. And then the Zivug is made on Nikve Einaim of Rosh of Sag, on what there can be. Right? And these Rishimot are 2 by 1, and the 2, sorry, the 2 by 2, sorry, 2 by 1, and Tzimtzum Bet,
Katnut,
Katnut,
Tzimtzum Bet.
This is the Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, Katnut. This is the sign that the Zivug was made on Nikve Naima in Rosh of Sag. And then it turns out that there's a new light upon this coupling. And this light, it goes down to the place where the Rishimot rose, below Tabor. And here, in this place below Tabor, he begins to fulfill this Partsuf as usual. Just like Av comes out upon Galgalta, Sag upon Av, also here, the lights come as new, and they fulfill the vessels that they can fulfill. And then, we need to understand that a new Partsuf is being built here. And this new Partsuf is called Katnut of the world of Nikudim. That in it there are 2 heads, as usual. In every Partsuf we have 2 heads. One Rosh is Keter.
Keter. Verosh shini nikra Abba ve.
And the second Rosh is called Abba ve'ima.
Abba ve'ima.
Abba ve'ima. And Guf.
Ken? Ani lo ikre body nikra Guf.
I won't call it body, I'll call it Guf.
Az yesh lo Rosh echad. Rosh time.
So we have one Rosh, the second Rosh, and the Guf is the second part. The actual part of the Partsuf itself. That's what we have. And this Partsuf, which is actually small, it spreads only until the Parsa. It has, as usual, one Rosh, the second Rosh, and the Guf. It's called Olam, the world of Nikudim.
Nikudim. Ani roshem kan bisugraim.
All right, here in parenthesis, katnut,
katnut,
which is smallness.
At kan yesh ma lishol?
Until here, are there any questions, friends?
Yeshnam shilot.
Are there any questions?
Lo.
No. Okay. Okay, I'll continue.
PT 19.
PT 19. Quickly.
Yes, good morning, love, friends. You said Nekudot de Sag go below the Tabu. Where, how does it divide it into 2?
Anyone understand what he said?
How do Nekudot de Sag divide that part into 2?
It's
because the Rishimot were involved in him. Look what I'm doing here, from Nehi of Galgalta. They brought here the fourth Pchina, the fourth phase. 4. And then, if that's the case, they need to see, do they have the vessels of reception or not? Wherever the vessels can expand until the Parsa alone. That's why they do a Zivug not in Peh of Rosh, but in Nikvei Einaim. And the Partsuf that comes out from the Zivug in Nikvei Einaim, it spreads from Tabor until the Parsa. He spreads only in the vessels of bestowal. more. PT
24.
If we could see the drawing, so all the previous Paltzuf, when the Paltzuf refines itself, the next Zivug is in the height of the Chazeh of the previous Paltzuf. And here we see that the Zivug is in the Rosh. The coupling is in the Rosh, meaning the screen doesn't go down, even though Nekudot of Sag were refined, and now it's in a lower coarseness.
That is a correct and legitimate question. Because these Partsufim are no longer coming out according to the order of the degrees. No longer according to that order, but according to the Reshimot, the records that are now being awakened in them. So it turns out that we have the order of the degrees Galgalta, Ab, and Sag. And here we have two more Partsufim, which are called the Upper Ma and the Upper Bon. These two, Upper Ma and Upper Bon, and Galgalta, Ab, Sag, five Partsufim, together are called the world of Adam Kadmon. Everything we have here taking place here below Tabor is not related to the world of Adam Kadmon, but it comes as a result of the inclusion of the lights of Sag in the Nehi of Galgalta. And it's not related to the world of Adam Kadmon. That's why there isn't a continuation here as there was before, but whatever takes place here below the Tabor is something new.
And usually all the Partsufim we saw until now, there's a screen, and above the screen there's a Osh, and below the screen there's a Guf. Here the screen is above in Sag, and the whole Partsuf are below the Masach, because Rav, that's called the clothings of the Sag. The Sag clothes in them. It's not his parts. It's like you helping someone else. It's not your own. It's you're helping that other someone. That's called clothings. The records rise when Sag is incorporated with Nehi of Galgalta. He doesn't need them. It's only in order to fill more vessels, and they ascend to Osh of Sag, and they ask for forces from there. Sag gives them forces, and by that fills this place below the Tabu. That's it. There's nothing in it that belongs to Olam Adam Kadmon, the world of Adam Kadmon. It's just something additional for it. He himself is included from Galgalta Absag, and here there'll be the Upper Ma and the Upper Bon. Five Paltzufim. Okay. Okay. Kiev.
Рогограф, я вот только не могу понять, откуда два рожь вот там под табором берется. Вот уже который.
Рав, I'm not really getting where does the two below the tabur, where.
Except for Galgalta, in every Partsuf we have two rojs, because there's a record of clothing and record of coarseness. And the records incorporate the record of coarseness and clothing and the record of clothing and coarseness. What does that mean? We have a record from yesterday that I had, let's say, $100. I went into a restaurant. I ate. I had a great time. I enjoyed it. Today I go into the same restaurant, but instead of $100, let's say I have $50. What can I do? So they tell you, you can't have what you had yesterday. What should I do? So I calculate, what can I do like yesterday, but in a bit less? That's what Patsuf Ab does, compared to Partsuf Galgalta. That's it. That's why it calculates in the Rosh of clothing, it's called, that as if he has the same force as he did before, as if. And then, from that, he builds the Rosh of the Keter, then he calculates according to its own place, as much as he has in his pocket. And then he builds a Rosh of coarseness, called Abba Veima, and from there, from the Rosh it expands in the Guf, because it can already receive in order to bestow. Meaning, if we don't have forces, and we really don't have ever have forces to do a true action 100%, we always have two Rosh. What I would want to do, and what I'm actually able to do. And also in our life.
А фактически, ну, какая Рош производит расчет?
Рош Давиут, вода.
In fact, what Рош?
The Рош of the coarseness, it has a screen, it's the Abba Veima. The Рош of the Keter can do anything. It only gives discernments that are additional to the Rosh of the Aviut. The Rosh of the Aviut of the coarseness will know in practice how to prepare itself to receive the light into the desire of the Guf.
PT 10.
Wanted to ask, what was the exact reason that Zivug was done in Nikve Naim and not in Peh or Rosh?
Because the coupling happens on the vessel of bestowal only. That's called that the coupling came out on Nikve Naim. So we have 5 degrees of coarseness. Let's say. So if I perform the coupling on Keter Chochma and Bina, that's called Galgalta Einayim. Keter Chochma and Bina. And here we have the Parsa. Yeah. Or in the Rosh, or in the Guf. And below, we have Zer'an, Pin, and Malchut. These are vessels of reception. And they are called Achap, because it already starts in the middle of Bina. Achap. And then, all the vessels that in them we want to receive, in order to bestow, they are called Achap. And all the vessels that we can only bestow in order to bestow, they are called Galgalta Einayim. So what else did we have here? Latin 1.
Gracias, Rav. Rav, ahí en su
gráfico
falta describir el Reshimot.
In the drawing, we're missing the Reshimot of Tzimtzum Bet, which is 4x3. Now, I have a question. I've had one for a few days. I wasn't able to ask before. How do we calculate the Reshimo that comes from Nehiv Galgalta? Why is it 4x3? Where does it come from?
Bina in its Nekudot, which is pure Bina, no Chochma, no nothing. It descends below, fills the vessels of Galgalta, and then it feels, can it feel them, fill them with the light of Chochma? And from this research, she feels that she can fill them with the light of Chochmah only until the middle of Tiferet. Keter Chochmah Bina, Chesed Gvura, until the middle of Tiferet. That's the vessels, this is the vessels of bestowal. of Nekudot of Sag, and there she can fill them with the light of Chochmah. Then there's only the desire to be, and the vessels that are below the lower third of Tiferet, Netzach Od Yesod Malchut, there's already the desire to receive. They cannot be filled with the light of Chochmah. That's why she, the parsa here, she lifts, she puts a border that the can descend below this line, below this border. That's why when she gets an impression from others, and the impressions, the records rise above, two by one in restriction, she performs a coupling, and here comes one partsuf called on the name of its future, the world Kudim. And I wrote in smallness, Katnut. I wrote it in Russian, but the world of Nikudim, Olama Nikudim.
Galgalta Veinaim.
Galgalta Veinaim.
Sí, Rab. Pero hay un reshimot de Nehi.
There are reshimot.
Que es 4-3.
Nehi and Nehi of Galgalta.
Dibujos anteriores, en diagramas anteriores.
It's 4x3.
El 4-3.
You would usually do it.
Correct, you're right. We didn't get there yet. This record of 4-3, here we have 4-3. Now, it expands only until the parsa.
Aval.
But afterwards, there's a coupling on the records of 4-3, correct? In the Peh of Sag,
there
are the records on 4-3,
4-3.
And then the light of Chochmah comes to these records, these records of Keter and Abba Ve'ima, and then the light of Chochmah enters there. It enters in there and goes through the Parsa. It goes through the Parsa. And then when it goes through these vessels of Katnut, Keter, Abba, and Ima, and the Guf, nothing happens. But when it goes through the vessels of that are below, the vessels below, so then they start breaking, shattering completely. And this case is called the shattering of the vessels, meaning until the light goes from above below, nothing happens until it doesn't go through the parsa. But when it does go through the parsa, the shattering starts. Here the shattering starts.
Disculpe, Rab, por adelantarme, verdad, porque esto ya lo había explicado antes, por eso pensé que.
Apologies, Rab, for insisting. I thought that 4x3, I'll be able to understand where it came from. Why is it 4x3?
Here, you see, I wrote it in advance that it's 4-3. Here, I also wrote in advance that it's 4-3. Where did it come from? 4-3. 4-3 means four belongs to Belgalta, but three is because after the refinement of Belgalta. That's what comes to us from what color should I do this? I don't know. It comes from here.
Okay,
that's your run.
It's actually Bina that connects the Malchut. That's what we have. Because all in all, what we have here is all these vessels that we have here are vessels of Bina.
All
the vessels below are vessels of Malchut.
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 ואז יוצא לנו קשר בין בינה ומלכות.
So it turns out that we have a connection between Bina and Malchut. And Malchut that ascends here, Malchut that ascends to here restricts Bina and tells now you can work only with half where you are mixed with the Malchut. So there you're free, do what you want. But where Malchut is mixed in you, just know that it's the will to receive that entered into you. And there you can really reach failure to a shattering. Okay. I'm happy you understand it.
Thank you, Rav.
Kabu 7.
Okay, in the world of Nekudim, why is Abbe Ima considered a Rosh?
I don't understand.
In the world of Nekudim, there's two Rosh. Keter, that's the first Rosh, that's how it's called. And the second Rosh is Abba Ve'ima, Abba and Ima, the second Rosh. So the second Rosh is called Abba Ve'ima. And the first Rosh is called Keter.
So my question is, why are there two Rosh?
Every Parzuf except for Galgalta has two Rosh, two Roshim. Where does it come from? I'll explain it. Let's say we have a parzuf. We have one parzuf.
Ken, zeu. Rosh
toch sof. Rosh toch and sof. It received the Rosh, it calculated, filled itself, and here it can receive. It's left with records. These records remained in him, and he wants to keep. Because the purpose of creation, as we learn, in our story, you go into a small cup. You see what a small cup I get here? Cheap guys. And you enter with this cup, you take as much as you can, and you come out and it's enter again. Again, you build a parzuf, receive, go out, and it's spilled. That's how it is every time. So how can you... How can you get along with that? Simple. The next time you come, you already calculate on how much I can receive now compared to what I had yesterday, let's say. And then it turns out that from Parzuf and Galgalta, you have performed on what you had in the world of Ein Sof. In the world of Ein Sof. The world of Ein Sof. you had a fulfillment. Now you calculate after the restriction and reflected light how much you can receive. You calculate, then you start receiving in order to bestow. You received as much as you could in order to bestow. That's called the Toch of Galgalta. Now, you received. It was spilled. Your cup was spilled that you filled in the treasury of, and again, you are empty. What should you do now? You, what calculation do you do now? You have, and according to what you have, as much as you can receive or not, lights around you. And then you calculate less than you did from yesterday. Why less? Because you, poor guy, you're crying. Yesterday I received this whole little cup, even though it's small. But I received in it. Where should I hold this? Here. Now you can see it. I received it all the way, and it was spilled. Maybe I'll take a bit less. Then nobody's going to spill it. So how do you calculate in Av? In Ein Sof, you have records. In Ein Sof, you have records. 4 on 4. Received as much as it could in order to bestow. Filled itself. How much? As much as it was possible. It has a osh and a toch and a soh. It can't receive 100% in order to bestow. Next time, when it's spilled, he thinks, I'll receive less in order to bestow. And maybe it'll remain. So then it's 3 on 4. 4 is the impression from what it had, from the previous portion, from the vessel. And 3. And according to that, we get smaller parzuf. This is Galgalta.
Galgalta.
Galgalta. And this is Ab. And afterwards, he gets the same thing, so it's 3 on 2. So, even that. And then 2 on 1 and 1 on 0. 5 parzufim. So, if we wouldn't have the shattering of the vessels, and afterwards there wouldn't be a new development, so everything would have ended there. We would have had the world of Adam Kadmon. Okay. Nikolaev Sochi.
Вот понятно, как вы сейчас написали, но в целом они бывают, получается, 4-4, 4-3.
That's clear what you drew now, but it turns out that it's 4x4, 4x3, and then...
No, because when now I go to the restaurant,
right,
here I received everything I could. Here, you see this? I made an arrow here. Here is 4. I had it from yesterday, what I ate yesterday. That I have the taste, but I only have money for 3. And according to that, I'll receive. Afterwards, I have the flavors from 3, the taste, but I have money of 2, even less.
Where did the...
Where does it continue from 4? Rav. Here, there are 2 Rashim. There's Rosh of Hitlabshut and Rosh of Aviut. In the Guf, it expands into what there is in the Oviut, and in Oviut it does a calculation only on the Oviut of three.
То есть как бы он заменяется один другим.
Ну, вода еще не...
Meaning, one replaces...
Yeah, of course I can't calculate now, not according to the monies that I have, but only according to the force of the Masach, and I calculate according to three. But I also have Rosh of Hitlapshut. If I would have, like I had before, then I would receive this... But I can't. I'm only in my head imagining what that could be. But the calculation I can do only according to what I have, the Masach.
And
that is why this is called Rosh of Aviut. And that's why always in every Parzuf, except for the first one, because there's nothing before Galgalta. Before her is only in Sof. That is why in every Parzuf we have the Rosh of Itlapshut and the Rosh of Aviut and the Guf as a result of the Rosh of Aviut. You can find this in the preface and we've already passed it.
Рав, а вот в продолжение можно еще задать вопрос. Получается, что Шевират...
Can I ask more? It turns out that the shattering of the vessels is a reaction of the Parzuf to the light of Chokhmah. What is there in the Shoresh? What's the difference between the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chassadim?
The light of Chassadim is pleasure from bestowing. It's a pleasure of Binah. And the light of Chokhmah is pleasure from receiving in order to bestow. It's a huge difference. That's why in the light of Chassadim, you can't break, you can't mistaken, because you're bestowing, everything comes out of you. Take it. In that, you can never make a mistake. However, in the light of Chokhmah, be careful. Be careful to receive in order to bestow beyond the screen. Because there, you're already playing around with pleasures. In the light of Chassadim, you're only giving pleasures. And in the light of Chokhmah, you're receiving pleasure, and from that, you're bestowing. It's a very big difference. That's why in the light of Chassadim, you're in like Katnut, you're like a small child, like an infant. You can't do anything. You're under the upper force in the light of Chassadim. But in the light of Chokhmah, it's already very dangerous. That's why in the ladder of degrees, we always rise. Shoresh, first, second, 0, 1, 2, these are degrees. We reach the degree of Bina. And that is still Katnut. Still Katnut.
Madrigat
Chokhmah. And beyond that is the degree of Chokhmah. And get there. He's already good loot.
It's
3 and 4. This is good loot.
God loot.
God loot. Greatness.
So.
That's it. You already received the light of Chokhmah here, in order to bestow. And then in the previous vessels, you just bestow. That's the difference. Why? Because in them you annul yourself. The small one annuls towards the big one. And then in the vessels of reception, you receive in order to bestow to the upper one. That's already you working with the vessels of reception. Here you can check, measure, work with screens. It's a big preparation. And In these vessels, of Katnut, of Smonis, there can't be a shattering. They break along with the vessels of Gadlut, of the greatness, when they connect into one Potsuf. But actually, there's no shattering. They're only bestowing outside of them. And in the vessels of Chochmah and Keter, meaning in the coarseness of 3 and 4, you're already working in order to bestow. You can't bestow to the Creator in these vessels if you don't bestow from them. You're already a great one. You have to do it in a way that you receive in order to bestow. You work with an example as the Creator. You enjoy the fulfillment, and the pleasure of that fulfillment, that is what you ascribe, relate to the Creator. Okay?
Tov. Maher internet woman.
Okay, quick internet woman.
Shela mi Mak 25. Haim or Chochma lo magia lekatnut de nikudim?
Lo. Or Chochma lo yachol.
The light of Chochma cannot reach Katnut. The light of Chochma only expands in the vessels of Gadlut. Next.
Ken.
Is there only the light of Chasadim in Katnut?
Yes.
From Europe 3, it's unclear how the light can go below the parsa. Why is the law of the second restriction cancelled?
They perform a coupling on Gadlut. They had the confidence that they could receive in order to bestow. That's a very good question. We will need to speak about it. We are going to study it soon. They didn't know they're about to shatter. They thought that they're going to receive in order to bestow. And suddenly in the middle, when they start receiving in order to bestow, it's revealed to them that, oh, I'm receiving it in order to receive. What happened to me? And then it breaks.
From Haifa 1, why are all the zivugim above Tabur? Why aren't there zivugim in the Rashim of the world of Nikudim? What is the role of the Rashim below Tabur?
We will learn that there are certain couplings in the world of Nikudim below the Tabur of Gagalta. Nice, I'm happy with these questions. Better than what the men are asking. More.
From Hebrew group, in spirituality, when new Rishimot are awakened, does it change the order of the formation of the Partsufim?
No, it doesn't change anything. The new records come in additions. They add new Partsufim.
From PT 38, will we learn to attain how to avoid the shattering?
Yes, of course. Good question too. It's from being careful, from the fear that we can shatter too. We can't actually shatter. We won't be let to shatter. All these actions that happened in the world of Ak and Nikudim and Akudim and the Partsufim of Atzilut Yitzira Asiya, all this preparation was that we will never shatter anymore and will always be in the right preparation and will get support and ascend in the degrees. It is all happening to us from the preparation of the worlds. We don't have anything to be afraid of. We need to be afraid. We need fear. That's obvious. But it won't actually ever happen. It can happen in our world from all kinds of malfunctions. That's in order to teach us. But on spiritual degrees, it's written on them, we raise in sanctity and never take away.
Can? No?
Can.
Yeah.
Question from Petach Tikva, a general question. What does it mean that a Kabbalist attains the system from above downwards?
No, he can't. We are all created beings, and we all attain just from below upward, only by building the vessels and attaining from below upward.
From PT 27, are the Parzufim Galgal Ta'ab? We didn't learn about two Rashim. How is it possible that in the that there are two Rashim?
Again, he didn't hear what I answered. In all the Paltzufim except for Galgalta, we have two Oshs. Only in Galgalta that has four of coarseness and four of clothing, so the incorporation is such a way that it all happens in one Osh. But in the rest of the Paltzufim, there's a difference between the record of clothing and rather and record of coarseness. That's why the calculation on that's called Rosh of clothing, and on calculating the coarseness, it's called Rosh of coarseness. And we have two Rosh. When I enter the restaurant, I want to eat like I did yesterday, but yesterday, let's say I had $100, and now I go into the restaurant and I have $50. But I want like today. So I'm told that, no, you can't. You calculate as much as you have in your pocket. So I calculate, and I see that once in the record of clothing, I'm thinking how I had it yesterday. And afterwards, I calculate according to what I have today, right now. That's called the record or the osh of coarseness.
No, final question from the lesson. May I?
Yeah, and then that will end.
From PT 26, they're asking, when you feel that you're not advancing, nothing in mind or heart, how can you be satisfied with that and be like a baby in the hands of the Creator? What needs to be done to reach something real?
In order to reach something real or true, we need to, first of all, to feel sorry we're not reaching anything, and according to that, to calculate what we need to do to reach something, and it's all before us, and it's not so difficult. We just need to remind each other, each one to everybody, in each and every moment, what's before us. To reach through the connection between us as much as possible. The Creator doesn't give us anything impossible to deal with. If I feel it's impossible, it's a sign that I'm confused. Meaning, we need as much as we can to try and connect between us and to build from our connection a spiritual potsuf. Simple. Try. And good luck.
Owen.
Thank you. Let's move on to info.
Shalom, חברים. אנחנו כאן נציגים מצוות הסעודה.
Hello, friends. We're representatives here from the meal team, and the upcoming meal on Sunday will be the greatness of the friends. That's the topic of the meal, and we expect to have a warm, strong meal like this topic. So we invite you to share special stories like a friend that gave you inspiration and importance of the goal, or to share about friends who really saved your lives by giving you a avut.
Maybe you didn't hear the friends in the beginning, you didn't mention until suddenly your eyes opened and you saw how everything goes specifically through the friends. Or maybe someone who always felt that he's above the friends and suddenly he discovered who the friends really are and how great they are.
In short, each one and how they experience the greatness of the friends from their own personal point. So you can reach out to Board World Kli and offer yourselves or friends of yours as speakers. Back to you, Oren. Thank you, friends. We have two recommended exercises from today's lesson. Number one, to assign someone responsible daily to put together a five-sentence prayer, three sentences for the friends and two sentences of reaching out to the Creator. Second exercise, make three summaries in the morning, how we start the day, in noon, what we've achieved until now, and what else do we need to work on until the end of the day. And at the end of the day, we summarize what we've been through throughout the day. Our daily schedule, 10:45, we'll have current affairs program with Dr. Michael Lightman, finish with the song.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey, пускай любовь к нам придет скорей. Hey, hey, de corazones unidos, рак ава, ошер пуэл бакли. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey, пускай любовь к нам придет скорей. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection. Не важно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares, как como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.